his friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori v'Marzi Sheyichyu, and that the whole world should see a Yeshuas Olamim. We're learning a shtickle from the Rav Zatzal and Ma'amarei Raya. Amalei Rav Ahu Marabon and Rav Kahana. Certain one of the rabbis said to Rav Kahana, Mi Yishmielach my Har Sinai, Shabbos Peites. Have you heard what Har Sinai is? What's the meaning of Har Sinai? Why is it called Har Sinai? So Rav Kahana answered, Amalei Har Nisa, Har Shenasu Nisan Li Yisrael. He said, it's called Har Sinai because miracles were done there to the Jewish people. Amar lei, har nisoi mebo'i lei. So if you want to call it after the nisim, after the miracles, don't call it Sinai, call it nisai, after the nisim. Ela har shenasa simen tov li Yisrael. So rather we'll try another idea, that it's a mountain on which a good sign was done to the Jewish people. Says the Gemara, har simna mebo'i lei. If that's true, then it should be called Har Simna. If it's because there's a Simen Tov that was done to the Jewish people, then don't call it. Sinai, call it Har Simanai. That's a good question. Continues the Gemara. Amar lei, so that Chacham said to Rav Kahana, my time, Elo Shichas Kami to Rav Papa, Rav Funa, Rav Rav Yoshua, Demaini Bagada, to why? Don't you spend time in front of Rav Papa and Rav Funa, Rav Yoshua, there Ma'ayin and Agadata. And then you would know the Rav Chizda, Rabbi Brei de Rav Huna, Damri Tarvayu, that Rav Chizda, that Rav Huna, that Rav Chizda and Rabbi, the son of Rav Huna, both said, "My Har Sinai, why is Har Sinai called by this name? Har Shiyar de Sina Lo Ovdei Kochavim Alav. It's a mountain on which hatred came to the Goyim on it, since they weren't masking to be makabel the Torah. So." They hate us. That's why it's called Har Sinai. So the Gemara says, just the words of the Gemara. Why is it called Har Sinai? Har Shiyar the sin alav de kochav malav. You take the sin, samich, turn into a sin. That's the source of hatred. They hate us because of Har Sinai. Ad kan midivrei kacho shel haGemara Masechta Shabbos bedaf Pei Tes. Says the Rav, Hadavar hamitzayin et hashinui shenasa b'Yisrael be'olam al yidei kabbalata shel Torah dafka b'midbar b'har Sinai. The matter that notes the change that was done in the world and among the Jews by accepting the Torah dafka in a midbar, dafka in a desert, at the mountain of Sinai, lo be'eretz hamiyuchedet li'Yisrael, not in a land, not in Eretz Yisrael, but rather in a midbar which is hefker, which is ownerless for everybody. While the content that notes the nation was not anything material, but rather thought, knowledge, the striving for kedusha, and the God, the elevated godly light. Moreh be'emet ki tochna pnimi shel Torah hu iyun ra'uy u'muchrach lechol adam. That the internal content of Torah is something that is fitting and necessary for all men, lechol ha'amim asher al pnei ha'adama, for all the nations on the earth. Lo inyan elyon mufla min ha'adam yesh kan, ki im inyan holem et ha'adam. This is not a matter that is more elevated, that is separate from man, but rather there is a matter here that is fitting for man. Asher mi bilado yechashev lechaya ra'a. Without Torah, man can turn into a wild animal. And in this matter that is so equal, that is so universal for the soul of man, ganuz kol elyoniyut shel otzrot hakodesh hakmusim be'ora shel Torah. In this universal idea is stored all of the elevated sublimity of the treasure houses of holiness that are encapsulated in the Torah. Al kein lo nevlat be'har Sinai ze ha'tochen ha'miyuchad liyot Yisrael liyot sholtim bad al ha'teva. And therefore wasn't emphasized in Har Sinai this unique content of the Jewish people to rule over nature, liyot mu'arim be'or Elohi elyon mimal chol sidrei ha'itziyah atzira rigila, to shine with the godly, elevated godly light above and beyond all the normal orders of creation. Shezeu inyan ha'mitba'er al yedei ha'nisim ha'rabim shenasu liYisrael. That is something that is shown by the many miracles that were done to the Jewish people. Hanifloot asher hem orim al ha'pela atzum sheyesh be'umah pliya zo. These wonders which show us the great wonder of this wonderful nation. So when we have miracles, these miracles show there's something special about Am Yisrael. But Har Sinai, this mountain in the desert, doesn't show anything unique about the Jewish people. B'chein ein ha'tochen shel kabbalat ha'torah b'yehuda al Har Sinai mitzayin davka ezes kula miyuchedet. And also the nature of Kabbalah HaTorah on Har Sinai doesn't show any special quality. Shenimtzet rak b'Yisrael b'tor siman miyuchad, it's found only with the Jewish people as a special sign. No! You don't find anything about Kabbalah HaTorah that would distinguish between a Jew and a Gentile. Masha'in l'chol ha'adam asher al p'nei ha'adamah bo shum chelek v'nachala v'kisharon. What no other man on the face of the earth has any portion in, any inheritance in, any such talent. No! Ki be'emet b'shvil ze ha'tochen ha'miyuchad lo haya yoter makom na'e le'hofata shel Torah ki im Eretz Yisrael. If you want to show something special about the Jewish people, the best possible place would be where? Where should the Torah be revealed? In Eretz Yisrael. U'machon har ha'kodesh shenra k'miyached nachalat Yisrael mikol ha'amim. And maybe at Mount Moriah, maybe on Har Abayis, machon har ha'kodesh, that shows that we're special. That's not where the Torah was given. And if there was something about Torah that shows, that indicates only what is special about man, only the most elevated of people, then there would be no room for complaint, for hatred of the Gentiles. That they were far away from Torah and didn't want to receive it. Why do you care? Who does that say I'm a singer? Who am I going to hate? I'm going to hate other singers. That's my profession. That's my field. I'm a doctor. I'm going to have kinan sinna towards other doctors. They get more praise than I do. They publish more articles. They make more money. They get a job I wanted to get. People only dislike those who are in their class, in their category. Why would the Gentiles dislike us? Because we received the Torah. It's not shaykh to them, b'chlal. The answer is, says Maran Arav, that it is shaykh to them. Torah is really for everybody. And that's why, where was it given? Not in Eretz Yisrael and Har Abayis. It was given in the desert. And how was it given? It was given, just given. The Gentiles could have received it just as we did. אבל באמת יסוד קבלתה של תורה בהר סיני במדבר היה תוכן מבליט, כי מקורה של תורה הוא מקור מים חיים לכל משפחות האדם. But rather the foundation of receiving Torah at Mount Sinai in the desert emphasized the fact that the source of Torah is a source of living waters for all the families of mankind. רק אם יסו מדרכי רשע ולא ירצו ללכת בשרירות לב להרע, להזיק ולחבל. Only if they move away from the pathways of evil and they do not want to go in the whims of their hearts. If man just decides that he wants to be a mensch, that he wants to be a good human being, a proper human being, he doesn't want to go on the whims of his heart to cause evil, cause harm, to damage, then Torah is living waters for him too. ומתוך שדפקה בתו האדם הכללי ובצלמו אלוקים פגמו עמים כולם בדרכם מן התורה. And because דפקה in the general essence of man, the nature of man in his godly image, the nations blemished when they didn't want to receive the Torah, when they distanced themselves from the Torah. Al ken yardas sim sinah le'umot olam dafka mehar Sinai. And therefore dafka, tamua de kikamara, why would they hate us because of Har Sinai? Because they realized they could have become so much better had they accepted the Torah. This is for them too. Don't afflict the stranger. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Don't steal, don't kill, don't commit adultery. Don't be a false witness. Don't hurt animals. Stay away from forbidden relationships. Be honest in all your dealings. All of these ideas in the Torah, they realize they're distant from them. Makes them hate us. V'zeu yisod shmo niso v'diglo. That's the foundation of its name, of its mast, of its flag. Ad asher yitromem har elokim har agavnunim v'yireh hodo al kol yoshvei tevel. Until the time will come when the mountain of God will show its splendor to all those who dwell on earth. They will return and be healed. Hashem bam Sinai b'kodesh. This is a pasuk in Tehillim. Samches yudches. Rechav Elokim ribotayim alfei shin'an Hashem bam Sinai b'kodesh. God's chariot is twice 10,000 times of angels. The Lord was among them at Sinai in His holiness. Hashem bam. Maybe the Rav is trying to say Hashem bam. And this is talking earlier on also about Har Sinai. This is the mountain of God. The mountain of God is the mountain of Bashan. The mountain of peaks, the mountain of Bashan. Why do you lurk, you lofty mountains, for the mountain that Hashem desired for His dwelling? Even the Lord will dwell there. That's Harim Gavnunim. Famous medrash on this pasuk. But the point is that Hashem Bam, God is among them at Sinai in His holiness. That they also have a little bit of Sinai. They also, Hashem Bam, God is among them. They also had that potential, and it's going to happen again in the future. That they're also going to be, the nations of the world are also going to be shaykh to the Torah. I know that fits into the context here, but that's the Rav says. The Rav says, in the meantime, right now, Torah is only shaykh to us. But in the future, it's going to be relevant, even to the nations of the world. And I was thinking about the riots, all the terrible things going on now in Los Angeles and surrounding areas. I was thinking how much they could use Torah. When there are anti-Semitic attacks, do we start burning buildings, vandalizing, looting stores? What does this guy who owned the store have to do with the fact that that a Jew was killed? So a Jew was killed. It's a terrible thing. But why should the whole city have to suffer? Why should we act like animals? So once you have Torah, it's not even a thought. Of course you can act like a human being, regardless. But unfortunately, those who weren't zocha to Torah act sometimes in ways that are not befitting a human being. And one day the day will come, Amir Tashem, when all of mankind will return to the holy ways of the Torah. And obviously Am Yisrael will always be special, but they too will have shaychus to this, the word of Hashem. We should speedily in our days merit to see this occur. Shalom, shalom, sweetest name.